So last Sunday, after church, after you guys were all here, there was a huge memorial service, and I know I saw some of you guys there. It was for a much beloved man in our community whose family used to attend here many, many years ago. And it's very curious to me that at big gatherings of people, such as funerals, but also at weddings and at airports when I forget to take off my collar, there are invariably some folks who mostly don't attend church, but they are precisely the ones who feel compelled to let me know their very specific views about religion. People are fascinated with those who, to them, represent a spiritual or religious authority. And a collar sometimes attracts skeptics and the curious and sometimes the anxious. The questioning usually starts with, hey, are you a pastor? Or, and I say, a priest. And then, can a woman be a priest? They ask. And following is a host of theological questions ranging from if dogs go to heaven to is there really a heaven and a hell? And then invariably the old, by the way, I'm very spiritual, but I'm not religious, or I believe in God, but just not organized religion, or I don't believe in God, but that was a great service. Such was the comment from a woman Sunday who thanked me for the memorial and said that although she was not a believer, she appreciates the ritual of a funeral. I asked her what she meant. And she said, well, I think it's important to speak the name of the dead, to ritualize the moment, to acknowledge grief as a starting point for healing. She told me that she had grown up a mainline denomination Christian, and I said, well, then the liturgy, you know, it reminds us of the hope we've been taught since we were children, that death is not the end. And with a strained smile, she reminded me again, I am a scientist, not a believer. And I politely said, but you can be both. And she was just beginning to launch into a monologue of why God's not real and why science can prove it, when mercifully someone called me over to help them with the projector. I'm not trying to compare myself with Jesus by any means, but today's passage from Luke reminds me that seeking an impromptu theological debate in a big crowd of people was also a popular activity in the first century. And today, Jesus is being rushed by a group of Sadducees, the intellectual and strict only Torah Jews who did not believe in resurrection. They were trying to antagonize Jesus with a series of questions that not only solidified their views of women as less than men, but also would lead them into, they were hoping that would lead Jesus into an intellectual trap about life after death. The Sadducees rejected the mystery of resurrection, of miracles, and other unexplained occurrences, and were hoping to prove Jesus either a heretic or an idiot, depending on how he answered. So they set their little trap with cheeky questions about whose wife would someone be in heaven if she had a bunch of husbands on earth. But Jesus' answers to the preposterous questions turned the whole thing upside down. That in heaven, all is a new creation where everybody shares in the divine life of God. Even wives that had to marry over and over again for security on earth. Jesus explains the ways of God are not the same as humans. And as my friend Nancy Westfield says, the mystery of the resurrection revealed by Jesus is that heaven is a place where those who have been dehumanized will be restored. Those who have been oppressed will be set free. Those who have been treated as inferior will be raised up and called beloved. The Sadducees can't see this in the Torah, so they can't believe it. And they can't feel it, so they won't accept it. Last night, the Santa Clara Deanery gathered to say goodbye to our bishop, Bishop Mary. A deeply inspirational song that she wrote with Peter and Will called "The Mystery We Trust" might have even turned those Sadducees around had they heard it. In it, Mary has written words that so many of us know so deeply, that a mystery can be unexplainable, but also completely life-giving all at the same time. She writes, "To die is to rise, and to rise is to die. They are one. This mystery we trust. I walk in the shadow of death. Here I find the healing breath. To you I lift my soul. In you I am made whole." We live in a world that is partially mechanic and numeric, scientific and proven, but it's also fluctuating and random, and sometimes even miraculous. As Christians, we know that we have a connection with a Savior and a God that some would say we have never touched or talked to. Yet, I am as certain that I have seen the face of God and felt God's presence and love as I am of my own existence. Resurrection is something that we know happened to Jesus and we trust will happen to all of us too, and metaphorically happens in this world through God's redemptive love. Unfortunately, the man-made institutions of religion have hurt and or alienated many in this world, many who let the reason and intelligence get in the way of experiencing truths and faith and mystery. I don't know about you, but I have seen the miracles of resurrection without seeing a body come out of a tomb. Last Sunday, I asked Sasha, my 17-year-old son, to be the crucifer at that memorial service I talked about. I was fully expecting an eye roll, but he said, "Sure." And much to my surprise, this teenager a few words expounded, and he actually said, "I've said it before and I'll say it again. Episcopal funerals are pretty great. Hopeful, positive, not sad at all. It's a celebration." I swear to you, I had to write it down because I couldn't believe that this was coming out of his mouth. But he's right. We embrace a liturgy that focuses on resurrection, not penance, on life eternal, not earthly ventures. And the liturgy and ritual is based on a deep belief that life in God is not over in death. We believe that resurrection can happen, is happening, will happen. Jesus tells us this truth worth celebrating, that God is not of the dead, but of the living. As Bishop Mary writes, "To be born is to die, and to die is to be born. They are one." We move with the fullness of life. We flow with the wonder of love. This mystery we trust. Amen.